News Radio 1090, and joining us right now from the airport in Phoenix, Arizona, about to head home after a long week of covering the NFL's owners' meetings, Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com. And JMO, you're leaving the warm weather. I can tell you, when you get home tonight, you will feel very cold.
Yes, I really do. But the thing is, when you go to these owners' meetings, you really don't experience too much of the warmth because you're sitting at a hotel, a very nice hotel, just waiting and talking to owners, general managers, a lot of the decision makers in the NFL. So you see a lot of the nice weather outside. You just don't really get to experience it very much.
I bet. And I watched the entire Harbaugh press conference from yesterday, and looking at it, a couple things kind of stand out. I guess the main thing for the fans is the team's lack of a particular policy when it comes to players' behavior off the field. And that's not surprising. I don't think anyone thought there was a hard policy in place. But anyone who thought because the team is 3-for-3 in cutting players who've been arrested, they shouldn't read too much more into that. Is that an accurate portrayal of what he said yesterday?
Yes. And, you know, he addressed it by saying that, you know, there is no zero tolerance policy, that they will kind of rule as far as what is fair and what is right for the organization and the people involved. And I even spoke to Dick Cass, the team president, on Monday morning, and he reiterated the same thing. When the negatives outweigh the positives, for that particular player, he's going to be subject to being released. Kind of posed the question, well, what if it's a star player? Is that the same policy? And he said yes, that if the bad mistake or arrest or any kind of situation means that it's detrimental to the franchise, that a starter could be released just as quickly as a backup. But the Ravens, I think what they're trying to let their fans know is that if a player is arrested, it doesn't mean an automatic release. That they're willing to give second chances to players as long as they feel like he deserves it.
Second chances and the Ravens and the perception that is, I guess, off-field compared to on-the-field. For Baltimore, I know, repairing your image, Steve Bisciotti, certainly he was one saying that it was a tough year for him. You know, what do we know as far as moving forward? You know, is it going to be one of those cases where, yeah, you do weigh it. Nothing is necessarily fair so much, or I shouldn't say equal, but rather fair in a sense. But as far as, you know, the Bernard Pierces of the world, I mean, is it, hey, let's go ahead and reissue the memo to everybody, or how are they looking at things moving forward?
Yeah, I mean, the kind of the perception, especially of the three arrests this year, it's different depending on who you talk to in the organization. Dick Cass said it's very frustrating and disappointing about it because, you know, he was at the State of the Ravens. Dick Cass is the one who stepped up and said, hey, we believe last year's offseason where they had five arrests was an aberration because they've had very little off-the-field trouble in John Harbaugh's first six seasons. But since he said that, they've had two drunken driving arrests, one with Victor Hansen and one with Bernard Pierce. So, yeah, he said that they have to evaluate everything they do because they just don't want this to be a trend. But then talking to John Harbaugh yesterday, you know, he thinks a little bit is, you know, too much is being made of all of this because Terrence Cody, who was arrested in January, he was a free agent. He wasn't even going to be returning to this team. And then the cornerback, Victor Hampton, had never even spoken to that player. So he thinks two of the three arrests are with players that weren't even going to be part of this organization for long anyway. So, you know, I think he tried to maybe downplay it just because he doesn't think that it really is that big of a trend, at least this year. So, repairing the image, I think everybody would agree the Ravens need to do that going forward. But as far as these past three arrests, I think there is a different level of perception by, you know, whatever decision maker you're going to talk to.
Jameson Hensley from ESPN.com is with us here on WBAL News Radio 1090. The Ravens did win today, Jameson, although it doesn't change things after the fact, of course. Tell us about the rule change and what this means for John Harbaugh. And a big side note of this is how kind of the New England folks are responding to it, at least in the world of talk radio and in the world of social media, saying the Ravens didn't put their name on this big rule change. But tell me what we know right now.
Yeah, and it's basically on the ineligible receiver rule. And if you remember in the divisional playoff loss in New England, there were three plays early in the second half, I believe it was the second possession, where the Patriots pulled one offensive lineman and put in a player with an eligible receiver number, but he was ineligible. They split him out, and the Ravens got a little confused on who they should cover, who they shouldn't. Now the NFL made it clear that if you have an eligible receiver number and you report as ineligible, you have to stay within the tackle box. That at least gives the fast-moving game, it allows the defense to kind of go, okay, in this area, there are not going to be eligible receivers, even if they have that number. It really does remove the deception. And that's kind of what John Harbaugh was saying after the game, that he thought it was a substitution trick. That was a blatant act of deception, and that it confused the referees as much as it did the Ravens. And so the Ravens didn't propose this rule. It was really the competition committee. Ozzie Newsome, of course, is part of that competition committee, so you can read into it as much as you will. Now I think this clarifies it going forward, but, there was some kind of, bad blood over this rule because Tom Brady, when he heard about Harbaugh criticizing what the Patriots did, he said, hey, maybe those guys should read the rule book a little bit. Well, now the rule book reads that the Patriots can't do that anymore.
Love it. Love it.
I guess it's interesting, too, because I know some of the pushback from the Raven fans to what Tom Brady was saying was like, all right, great, we're going to read the rule book while you go ahead and read the PSI and what is correct deflating or inflating of the football. And that's another story for another day. The positive,
which has still been resolved. I mean,
it has not been. Go ahead. Yep.
I mean, that was another topic. I was sitting in with Goodell when they were talking to Goodell today, and none of the, whether it was the deflated balls with the Patriots, the texting on the sideline with the, with Cleveland Browns, nothing, none of these big off the field issues, or I'm sorry, we're actually on the field issues, have been resolved. And I think there will be penalties handed out, specifically with the Browns. We'll see what the Patriots. But there should be some resolution probably over the next month or so.
Well, I was going to say one of the positives, I guess, so far is the fact that the Ravens signed Kendrick Lewis. And yeah, Talk about, just what he can bring to the Ravens. I know that you and I kind of been going back and forth via Twitter. And I love the one statistic you broke down as far as the Ravens and that revolving door at safety. Does this kind of settle things down for them?
I think that's what the Ravens are hopeful about. I asked Harbaugh yesterday about Kendrick Lewis because he's the only free agent they've signed from another team. So that's an obvious question. And the way he put it was that what jumped out about him, about Kendrick Lewis, is that his knowledge of the game. He has a comfort level as far as, reading routes, has good range. He just knows how to play the safety position. He said his best football is ahead of him, which tells me is that they're thinking of him as a starter back there with Will Hill. And that's been the problem. The Ravens have been trying to address safety in the draft, try to put some young players in that position, whether it's Matt Elam, a first-round pick from a couple years ago, Terrence Brooks, a third rounder from last year. And it's just sometimes playing that safety position, which is a lot of mental and trying to kind of just really getting all that information and trying to dissect it. It's very tough for young players. And so because they don't have that, the Ravens don't feel like their young players are ready to step up and be the starter, they had to go and spend money on Kendrick Lewis. So I think everyone can be pretty confident that when they step on that field in week one, they're going to see Will Hill and Kendrick Lewis in the back end. But they're very hopeful that Brooks or Elam, they can develop and maybe be the long-term answer at safety for the Ravens.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see how it plays out. John Harbaugh did not give a ringing endorsement yesterday to Matt Elam. So that will be a storyline. Jameson Hensley, safe travels. We'll talk to you back in Baltimore.
Sounds good. Thank you so much, guys.
Get the window aisle.
Yeah, that's right.
That is Jameson Hensley. Much more coming up here on WBAL News Radio 1090.